بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفمن شرح الله صدره للإسلام فهو على نور من ربه فويل للقاسية قلوبهم من ذكر الله أولئك في ضلال مبين. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله، we have heard with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the 23rd juz of the Holy Quran, and in tonight's Taraweeh we heard Surah As-Safat, Surah As-Sad, and part of Surah As-Zumar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the tilawat and the Taraweeh and our ibadat. May Allah give us more and more tawfiq of doing His ibadat correctly. Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, very close sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him once, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Wallahi ya Mu'adh, inni la uhibbuka fillah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes a qasam in Allah, and he says, O Mu'adh, I love you for the sake of Allah. Can you imagine what a position and what a rank he had in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the same Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala, ulama write, he was very young when he passed away. But he, from the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was most knowledgeable of halal and haram. A'lam ummati bil halal wal haram. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala. And he was the same Sahabi whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatched to Yemen. It's a very lengthy incident in which Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala is mounted on the camel. And Nabi Kareem is walking and Mu'adh wants to jump off. He felt it is disrespectful that I must be mounted and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must walk. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, you remain there. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is bidding him farewell. And he gives him parting advices. In different books of hadith and different narrations, these advices have been mentioned. Amongst the advices, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, O Mu'adh, asa an la talqani ba'da aami hada. Perhaps you're not going to meet me again after this year. وَلَعَلَّكَ أَن تَمُرَّ بِمَسْجِدِي وَقَبْرِي. And you'll come by one day, pass my masjid and my qabr. فَبَكَى مُعَاذٌ جَشَعًا. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu cried. This was the last you will see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his face away, because he could not see his sahabi crying. And exactly that, Mu'adh bin Jabal went to Yemen. He went as a teacher, he went as a governor, he went as a da'i to the people of Yemen. He invited them towards Islam, he taught them Quran, Hadith. He went as a qadi, as a judge. And from his Hadith we find so many important aspects of Shariat. And Nabi Kareem asked him, Mu'adh, how are you going to deal with the people? He says, bi kitabillah, with Quran. Look at Quran Sharif and give them the verdict. If you don't find the answer there, then in the, your sunnat. Look at your way of life and give them the answer. If you can't find in Quran and Hadith, ajtahidu bi ra'yi. Then I will apply my analogy. So this is the same Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, whom Nabiya Kareem tells him, Mu'adh, I love you for the sake of Allah. But oh Mu'adh, don't forget, after every fard salat, to read this dua. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika. Which means, oh Allah, assist me, help me in making your dhikr, in making your shukr, and making your ibadat properly. Making your dhikr and shukr and your ibadat, wa husni ibadatik. Allah, help me to make your ibadat beautifully and correctly. So we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the ibadat that we're doing, whether it's i'tikaf, tirawat, whether it is our roza, our dhikr, we're doing some charitable work, we're feeding some fasting person, we're doing some welfare work, some social work, whatever it is. All this we make shukr. In tonight's tarawih also we came across the verse, وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. If you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will become happy. And before that Allah said, إِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنْكُمْ. If you show ungratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is independent of you. If you make kufr, you disbelieve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is independent. Allah does not require you. وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ. Allah does not like His servants to be ungrateful to Him. وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. If you make shukr, Allah will become happy with you. There are two verses in the Holy Quran that I can remember. One is this verse, if you make shukr, what is the result? Allah will become pleased with you. And we find our old people, our grandparents, they should always, it was a habit after eating, we always remember, they say shukr, alhamdulillah. Or the one person will make a dua after eating. Nowadays, we don't even say bismillah. There's no alhamdulillah. There's no shukr at all. So we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In yesterday's tarawih, we heard in the verse of Surah Saba, where Allah ta'ala talks about the people of Saba. And Allah had given them all the riches of this world, plenty of fruit. They had gardens and orchards, beautiful orchards on either side in the lake. Allah had given them plenty. Allah talks about this place of Saba. Allah describes it as baldatun tayyiba. Absolutely pure, beautiful. Mufassirin have written that a person would carry a basket, an empty basket. A woman carries an empty basket on her head and she just goes through this forest or just part of this orchard. Empty basket. Without even having to pluck any fruit. There was so much of fruit just falling off the trees. And the branches were so low that just a little bit of walking and a whole basket is full. Everything they had. And Allah specifically says, وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. Your Rabb who is most forgiving, most merciful. فَأَعْرَضُ. They turned away. Allah Ta'ala sent down floods. It's a very lengthy incident. Allah Ta'ala sent down floods. And Allah destroyed them completely. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah in Ma'arif al-Quran and so many other commentators of Quran have mentioned that they had seen some rodents or rats eating up the wall of the dam. So people said that's a bad sign. This wall can collapse. So they brought the cats to eat up those rats. My respected brothers and elders, against the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all our plans fail. We are absolutely useless. We can never challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plans. Hazrat Abdullah bin Anas radiallahu ta'ala, I'm going to digress, so just remind me where I'm going. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, a young sahabi, very young sahabi. But again, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him such a dua. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to make istinja, to relieve himself. In the meantime, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu was making khidmat that day. He felt, hey, let me put Nabi Kareem some water ready, his musalla, miswak, and whatever he requires. He put it and he went away. Nabi Kareem came out and said, mashallah, everything is ready for me. Who did this? Abdullah? Ya Rasul, I did it. On that occasion, you know, you say you make khidmat and you get dua. Khidmat say, khuda milta hai. You get the dua of the person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, Allahumma allimhu al-kitab wal-hikmah. وفي رواية التأويل اللهم فقهه في الدين وعلمه التأويل. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, various narrations have been mentioned. Wallah, give this young boy the understanding of Quran. He became the leader of the Mufassirin. Any tafsir you open, you say, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, call what he says. So once he's traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the same animal, same camel, horse or camel. Imagine how lucky he was. He's sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the same conveyance. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses him, Ya Ghulam, O youngster, listen. Some very important kalimat and advices I'm going to give you. Number one, Ihfadillaha yahfadka. Protect the deen of Allah, Allah will protect you. How does one protect the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Build a masjid and put some locks, security, alarm. No. Protecting the deen of Allah means to keep the deen of Allah alive. In our lives, our families' lives, our youngsters, our women folk, in our masajid, at home, in the public places, wherever we are going, the deen of Allah is alive. The non-Muslims just see the character and conduct and the deen and the way of life of a Muslim and they become attracted. They see the sunnah. They see the way a Muslim is performing his salah. The way he is speaking and dealing with others. It's a magnetic attraction. It draws them towards Islam and deen. Protect the deen of Allah. Allah will protect you. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention again, ihfadillah. Literally translate, if you translate, ihfadillah, if somebody doing Arabic, just started learning Arabic now, you see, ihfadillah means protect Allah. Allah doesn't need any protection. He means protect the awamir, the nawahi of Allah, the deen, the shariat of Allah. Whether it's by writing, whether it's by bayans, whether is it by means of tabligh, protecting the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tajidhu tujahak. You will find Allah in front of you. In other words, Allah will be in your help all the time. Whenever you want Allah, Allah is there ready for you. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, remember, if the whole ummah get together and they try and benefit you, but Allah does not want to benefit you. Allah wants harm to come to you. The entire nation will never be able to benefit you. Except that amount which Allah wishes to benefit you. Otherwise the harm will come to you. And if the whole nation wishes to harm you, with all their plans and ploys and whatever they have, with all their skill and all their manpower, and all their power, but Allah does not want any harm to come to you, all their plans will fail. Because ultimately it is only the decree of Allah. So therefore, in tashkuru yardahu lakum. You make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will become pleased. And then other verse, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. The more shukr you make to Allah, the more Allah will increase you in that ni'mat. When you are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then gradually what happens? Allah ta'ala takes away that ni'mat from you. Go on. Let us not become chronic complainers. Chronic complainers. CC. Chronic complainers. Everything we complain. This is not right. That is not right. In masjid, we saw all the time. This is not right. That is not right. We go outside the masjid. This is not. At home also. Maghdasa mentioned that is so beautiful. And it's a thing that all of us experience. A little bit of extra salt or no salt, and we make such a big noise. If we go at iftar time home to eat, and the food is not yet ready, or the samosa has got burnt, and they're still trying to make something ready for you, and we blow head off in the month of Ramadan. How many people's homes broke because of the same reason? Make shukr to Allah.
have that capability of forgiving, accommodate. The more you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you get. Ask the old people who are with us. Back in their days, how many elderly person told me? Plenty. Whom Allah has given them plenty today, and their sons are enjoying, mashallah, very prosperous businesses, and each one has got his own mansion. But the father, when he started off, was nothing. Look, some time back, one elderly person came to the madrasa, his grandson was studying by us. He's telling me, Maulana, I had nothing by me. Nothing. And how I started. And after some time, Allah Ta'ala gave him barakah. Why? Because they should make shukr. Ask the person, how's business? He thinks are bad, man. You know the rand dollar? So, our Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah, you see, rand mein chain nahi hai. There's no peace in rand. Make shukr to Allah. Make shukr to Allah. Look at those people in Syria. They've got nothing, nothing. So many places, so many African countries, malnutrition. Those masoom children, they don't even have a sip of water. And look at our dastarkhans. Subhanallah. We have variety. We can pick and choose. So make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people of Sabah, when they were ungrateful, when they turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala sent down floods. So all the cats they brought to eat of the rats, nothing worked. And they were the same people whom Allah ta'ala had made the journey, the trade journeys, very, very easy. Allah had actually shortened the journey. And on the way, they had so many stations to rest, like motels, resting places, like how we have Shal Ultra. You just, a little bit while, you rest there, fill up some diesel, have something to eat, and you carry on. These people, despite enjoying this benefit, they had the audacity. رَبَّنَا بَاعِدْ بَيْنَا أَسْفَارِنَا. Ya Allah, we don't want to reach our destination so quickly. Make our journeys lengthy. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives respite. Allah gives a chance. And Allah tolerates a lot. He's most haleem, most tolerant. You and I, after a couple of times, we'll get angry and we'll spank the person, we'll chase him. Allah is full of hilm. May Allah give us that quality of hilm. It's another topic on its own. To be haleem uttaba. To overlook, to be tolerant. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then, destroyed them. وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقٍ. Very, very strong words. Allah says, we tore this town into pieces. Take a piece of paper and make it into tiny bits and pieces. Like that Allah tore the entire town and destroyed this entire nation. So the lesson, to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We bury tarawih, say, Ya Allah, shukr to Ya Allah. You give us tawfiq of standing for 20 rakats. Ya Allah, give us more tawfiq. Ya Allah, for the month of Ramadan, let me enjoy my tahajjud salat. Give me the tawfiq of tahajjud salat. Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, I'm able to read my ishraq and chash namaz. And after maghrib, I'm reading my awabin. And alhamdulillah, I'm reading my night surahs. Ya Allah, give me tawfiq of continuing. I promise you, we make shukr to Allah, Allah would increase us in the ni'mat. Whatever little rosy we got, whatever earnings for the day, make shukr. Allah will become happy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. The simple hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. A man eats one luqma, one morsel of food, and he says, Alhamdulillah. He praises Allah, makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah la yarda. Allah becomes happy with that banda of his. Becomes happy. He was a very great buzurg, not long ago, away, passed away, not long ago. His name was Mawlana Faqir Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He is known as Sahib Bakka. Very great buzrog he was. He used to cry a lot. He used to cry a lot. And he had that istihadar of Allah. That awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To such an extent, that one lukma, one morsel of food he would take, and he would start crying. People asked him, what is wrong with you? He said, Allah, teri di hui ni'mat hai. Ya Allah, teri di hui ni'mat hai. Ya Allah, this is your ni'mat, your bounty, your favor, that I am able to pick this with my hand, and Ya Allah, this delicious food, I am able to put into my mouth. Ya Allah, this is your ni'mat. So, shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything, for ibadat, for our dunya. Then Allah ta'ala will increase us. Allah will not take away that ni'mat. The verses I read today, فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. What the person whose heart Allah ta'ala expands for Islam, then he is on noor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is he like that person who is away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about sharhu sadr, the expansion of the heart. Allah ta'ala expands the heart. Of which person? Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, who is this person? Are there any alamat, any signs to understand that this person whom Allah is putting noor in his heart, Allah has expanded his heart. Of course, not a physical expansion, it's a spiritual expansion of the heart. And Allah is thrusting noor, his effulgence into this person's heart. Can he be likened to one who is distant away from Allah's remembrance? Never. Like in another verse in tonight's Tarawih, does the one who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has knowledge of the deen of Allah, like the one who does not have the knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is the one who is doing good deeds, can he be likened to one who is doing bad deeds? No. So sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, is there any alamat, any signs to make out that this person has now got the noor of Allah in his heart? Nabi Akram said yes. Three simple symptoms or signs Nabi Akram gives. Number one, At-tajafi an dari ghurur. That this person moves away from dunya. The word tajafi means to move away, not to be inclined, not to be attached. He detaches himself. He moves away from dunya. Of course, again we'll explain, one is the necessity, the zaruriyat of dunya. We all require to eat, we all require to drink, have wear clothing and have a house. No problem with that. We are talking about a person who becomes obsessed with dunya. He becomes so absorbed, so engrossed, that now this dunya of his, whether it is his business, whether it's a rand dollar, whether it's his car, whether it's his wife, whether it's his children, whether it's his properties, whatever it may be, whether it's his investments, whether it's his job, whether it's his big projects he's got, all those things are now taking him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now no longer five times salat. Here and there there's qaza. He's too busy. He's got one cell phone this year, another one this side, and he's talking to a third person. So he's, we say, ish, wala, make dua get out of the chakkar. Which chakkar? We all know which chakkar we're talking about. So the person becomes, he just wants more and more and more and more. What's happening? Greed comes into him. And believe me, which king in this world has taken even one rand, one dirham, one dinar with him in the qabr? Not a single king. All the oil wells he leaves behind. All his palaces and mansions, his entire cavalry, his entourage, everything he leaves behind. Sikandar the Great, before passing away, he told his children, when I pass away, keep my hands out of the qabr. Why? He said, so people can see Sikandar the Great left this world empty-handed. He took nothing with him. Nothing. That is why Harun al-Rashid, on his deathbed, he said, O Mawla, calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O that being whose kingdom will always remain, have Rahm on Harun al-Rashid, whose kingdom has come to an end now. It takes nothing. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala is deeply engrossed in Salat. And Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, another Sahabi, describes him. And he says, Sayyidina Ali used to say, Ya Dunya, Ghurri Ghairi. Oh Dunya, deceive somebody else. I have given you 3 talaqs. Don't try your luck with me. Go somewhere else. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Kunu abna al-akhirah. Become sons and children of the akhirah. Don't become sons and children of the dunya. Where a person is amassing wealth, hoarding his wealth. He's not spending on the poor and the needy. And not even spending on himself. How many billionaire you'll see. His own clothing and all, everything, he's become such a kanjus, he can't spend on his own wife and his own children. Where's all the money? In the bank. In the tijori, in the vaults. He's getting happy to see that increasing. So, at-tajafi an dari al-ghurur. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went past, going with Sahaba walking, he sees a dead goat, baby goat, a kid. Ears cut off or small. It's dead. Nabi picks it up. Who'll buy this from me in exchange of 1 dirham? Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, it's not even worth 1 dirham. You give it to anybody for nothing, they won't even take it. Nabi Kareem said, Dunya is ahwan. It is more despicable in the eyes of Allah than this goat to us. Allah created dunya. Allah put the decorations of dunya, the embellishments of dunya, and we become so crazy. And Allah has said, the one who created dunya, and the one who created akhirat, dunya is fani, it comes to an end. Wal akhiratu abqa, wal akhiratu khayru abqa. Akhirat is better for you, insan. Akhirat is perpetual, is everlasting. Dunya comes to an end. So we have to open our eyes. Again, I explain, zaruriyat, we have to go on halal, rosy. Don't sit in a masjid and think now everything will come right for us. No. Allah has created a system, but greed comes into our lives. And that is why Rasulullah has mentioned that I have, or 2 wolves, hungry wolves, if they are released and set out on a whole flock of sheep, can you imagine the destruction they will do to those sheep? He says, but that destruction is nothing compared to the destruction a man who is obsessed with dunya. He loves dunya so much and he's got so much of greed. The greed does to his deen. The destruction that greed does to his deen. Greed and fame. These 2 things. The destruction these 2 things does to the man's deen and his iman is worse than the destruction those 2 hungry wolves do to the flock of sheep. At-tajafi an dar al-ghurur. Wal-inabatu ila dar al-khulud. If you're going to detach ourselves from dunya, so where must our heart be inclined towards? Akhirat. Akhirat. Inna lillahi ibadan futana, talaqu ad-dunya wa khafu al-fitana. There's a poem, a person says that Allah Ta'ala has some very intelligent bandas. Very sharp, very intelligent. Nabi Kareem mentioned in the hadith, Al-kayyisu man dara nafsa. Wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. An intelligent person is that person who suppresses his nafs, his egos, and he prepares for the akhirat. So this poet says, Allah has got some very intelligent people. They have divorced themselves from dunya. They looked at dunya, and they realize that dunya can never be a perpetual abode and permanent abode for any person. So they treated this whole dunya as a sea, as an ocean. They treated the whole dunya as an ocean. We all are in dunya. So we have to be part of dunya. But they treated this dunya as an ocean. وَاتَّخَذُوا صَالِحَ الْأَعْمَالِ فِيهَا السُّفُونَ. They treated dunya as an ocean and good deeds, pious deeds, as the ship to sail across this ocean and to reach the destination. So person is in dunya. How are you going to survive and how are you going to pass the dunya? With a'mali saliha. And that is what we are doing now in the month of Ramadan. May Allah increase us in this a'mali saliha. So wal inabatu ila daril khulud. The real lovers of Allah. The real lovers of Allah. They wait to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man ahabba liqa'a Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'a. That person who waits to meet Allah, Allah is also desiring to meet him. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. And that person who is not ready to meet Allah. You know, I don't want to die now. I'm not ready. When are we going to get ready? Nabi Kareem said, your salat, read it like salata muwaddi'in. As though you're bidding everybody farewell. This is your last salat. So our amal should be such that we are ready to meet our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person who detests meeting Allah, Allah also dislikes meeting him. So three signs. Number one, he detaches himself from dunya. Number two, he attaches himself to the akhirat daril khulud, the abode of perpetuity. And the last one, wal isti'adadu lil mawti qabla nuzulih. And preparing for mawt before it comes. Before mawt comes, he is ready to meet Allah. How fortunate were those people who sort of sensed that these are my last moments and they engage themselves in some ibadat and then they leave this world. What a beautiful way to pass away. They were ready all the time. They had taken stock of their lives. They made sure that they made tawbah and istighfar for their sins. The records were clean. In dunya, you can hide from people who check your records. Akhirat, you can't hide from any person. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Every statement, every word that we utter is written. Everything. So sahaba had asked Rasulullah, how will we make out a person whose heart Allah Ta'ala has expanded and noor is coming into his heart? Nabi Akram gave these three signs. So ulama explain that every person who is born, every child is born a mu'min. Kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitrah. The word fitrah. Fitrah means every child has got the seed of iman in his heart. It so happens the environment they're living in and their parents either make the child into a Christian or a Jew or some other religion. But every child has, we call an isti'adad, the ability to accept iman. Every child has that seed of iman. So ulama explain that this isti'adad, the ability to accept this iman that Allah Ta'ala has given, al-isti'adadu shadeed, this is found in all the people. And when a person has these three qualities in him, he detaches himself from dunya. He's now focused on the akhirat. He's preparing for qabr and hereafter. And he is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's doing amali saliha. He's working on his iman. He has got taqwa. He's making tawbah. He's making istighfar. Such a person is getting noor of marifat and hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now noor of marifat. Now he's recognizing Allah. Before a person became namazi, he did not recognize Allah as much as now when he is conscious of Allah ta'ala more than before. Before a person got hidayat, you see, those days I was in my times of jahiliya. When I was a jahil, my school days, and my friends said, oh, what I did? Person says that. Now, mashallah, he's gone out in the path of Allah. He's got taluk with some sheikh. Or he's studying in a madrasa. Or he's studying for itikaf. And now he realizes, now he's holy. What is he? In this environment, Allah, 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 Rasulullah, love for Rasulullah, sahaba, deed, salat. Only good things. So what's happening now? That isti'adad, that seed is being flicked like a little match is being lighted and now noor is coming into his heart. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Now he's getting nur, and this nur increases. It varies in different people. The more closer a person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more stronger this nur is. But everybody's got this nur. And this is what we are doing now in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Especially, all of us got this bulb and this light. And we are making it brighter and brighter and brighter. And spiritually we are illuminating our hearts. May Allah Ta'ala grant us that nur. We are in Masjid Nur. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us His special anwarat. That our hearts must brim with His love. Our hearts will become full with nur. Therefore Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Destruction be to those hearts which are hard. Qasiya. Why? Because they are away from the dhikr of Allah. Away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one who remains away from the dhikr of Allah, dhikr bil lisan, with the tongue, dhikr bil qalb, dhikr bil jawarih, with every limb, he is not obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Totally disobedient. He lives in bad company, in bad environment. He doesn't bother when azan is given. He doesn't frequent the masjid. There is no iman, no deen, halal, haram, nothing bothers him. He does as he wishes. He follows his whims and desires. He becomes a slave of his passions. He follows the footsteps of shaitan. He doesn't care about Allah and Rasulullah. Allah protect all of us. He's moved away from the dhikr of Allah, away from the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these two can never be equal. And therefore, commentators, mufassireen, muhaddithin have emphasized the importance of making dhikrullah. مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيْتِ. It's only one session tonight. I know quite a few people, mashallah, Sakina is coming down, so they're just dozing off. But a little bit of inshallah, even if you sleep away inshallah, you won't be deprived of the nur inshallah. The nur of the malaika, not my nur. مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The example of the one who says Allah, Allah, Allah. The one who remembers Allah and the one who does not remember Allah is like a living person and a dead person. Who wants to be like a dead person? Everybody wants to be known as alive and active. That person who is making the dhikr of Allah, his heart is alive. Everything has a polish. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَقَالَةٌ وَسَقَالَةُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. And the polish of the heart is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah said, don't indulge in excessive speech. Too much of talking is not good. All the time, chit-chatting all the time. Yes, إِلَّا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Besides, talking about Allah Ta'ala's greatness. When you say dhikrullah, it's very vast, very vast. Dhikrullah is salat, Quran tilawat, waaz, nasihat, all those things part of dhikrullah. Talk about Allah Ta'ala. My brother, when last did you speak about Allah to your friend? In our workplaces, when last did you speak to the non-Muslim staff about the greatness of Allah, the oneness of Allah? We're traveling on plane, a non-Muslim is sitting next to you. Did you have the courage to invite him towards Allah? We have Allah with us. Share this marifat that we have to the others who don't have the marifat of Allah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, if you remember the riwayat correctly, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, tell me about the person man dhakaraka bilisanihi wa qalbihi. That person who remembers you with his tongue and his heart, is conscious of you. In other words, when a person is conscious of Allah, he won't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will be his position? Allah says, أُظِلُّهُ تَحْتَ عَرْشِ. On the day of Qiyamah, I will give him shade under my shade, my arsh. Ya Allah, مَنْ أَشْقَ النَّاسِ. Who's the most unfortunate person? Most unlucky one. In this particular riwayat which I read, it's mentioned in Hilyatul Awliya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Musa, man la tanfa'uhu maw'idah. That person whom waaz, nasihat, dini talks, don't benefit him. He takes no heed. Goes in from one ear, comes out the other. Hey, this Malana, what else they know? Same thing they're telling us all the time. We're living in a new world. Ma'adallah, we need to review aspects of Sharia and review the Quran. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. May Allah protect us from such people. When you're away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't have true, deep-rooted knowledge coming to you like how it came from generations passed on in a transmission by chain, then you'll do your own thing and have your own understanding. Allah protect us. Allah protect us from slipping and falling. Man ashqa an-nas, man la tanfa'uhu maw'idha. Dini nasiyat doesn't have any effect on him. No benefit to him. And, وَلَا يَذْكُرُنِي إِذَا خَلَىٰ. When he's alone, in solitude, he doesn't make my dhikr. He doesn't remember me. He's the most unfortunate person. Therefore, Nabi Kareem some told one sahabi, he asked him some advice, he said, لَا يَزَالُ لِسَانُكَ رَطْبًا مِّن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That your tongue must always be moist in the dhikr of Allah. Your tongue must be moist in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must pass away in the condition that you are passing away and your tongue is moist in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many more ahadith put into dhikrullah, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becoming Allah conscious. And this is the whole lesson of Ramadan. This is the lesson on taqwa. This is the whole purpose of Quran, is hidayat. We must bring the hidayat. It is shifa. It is cure, spiritual and physical cure also. And it is a maw'izah, advice, admonishment. It's guidelines, it's guidance for us, showing us the way to where, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the whole lesson and crux of Quran, of Ramadan, of Taraweeh, of Dhikr, to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make us amongst those people whose tongues always moist with dhikr of Allah. أنا مع عبدي إذا ذكرني وتحركت به شفا وتحركت بي شفتاه. Allah says, I am with that banda of mine when he remembers me. When he says, Allah, Allah, فاذكروني أذكركم. Allah says, you remember me? I will remember you. If he remembers me by himself, I will remember him by myself. If he remembers me in a gathering, Allah says, I will remember him in a gathering. Better than their gathering. That is the gathering of the angels. Allah will boast about you and I to the angels, my banda. What are they doing? When you see Allah, they're making your dhikr. Have they seen me? Ya Allah, they have not seen me. Ya Allah, if they see, Allah will see, if they are there to see me, Ya Allah, they'll make even more dhikr. What are my bandas asking? Ya Allah, they're asking you for jannat. Have my servants seen jannat? Ya Allah, they have not seen jannat. If they see jannat, Ya Allah, they'll have even more desire to go into jannat. What is they seeking refuge from? Ya Allah, they're asking you to save them from the fire of Jahannam. Have they seen the fire of Jahannam? Angels will reply, no, Ya Allah. Allah will say, if they have to see Jahannam, Ya Allah, they'll make even more dua and seek more refuge from the fire of Jahannam. Allah makes those angels witness. I have forgiven those bandas of mine. Allah is Ghafur Rahim. May Allah ta'ala illuminate the heart of ours, the spiritual heart. It has become decayed, corrupted, hard. But the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tilawat of the Quran, dhikr bil lisan, tongue, the heart consciousness of Allah ta'ala, till every limb of ours must be obedient to Allah. Kullu muti'in lillah, fahuwa dhakir. Every person who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is known as dhakir. The one who is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And dhikr is such an ibadat. Look at the Holy Quran. Various ibadat have been mentioned. Dhikr, we find everywhere. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu uzkurullaha dhikran kathira. Everywhere kathira. Remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance. Wa dhakirin Allaha kathira. Wa dhakirat. Those men and women who remember Allah kathiran, a lot. So may Allah Ta'ala give us his ma'iyyat. Allah says, I am with that banda of mine. When he remembers me and when his lips move with my name. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. We'll make dua inshallah. Dhikr we'll make on our own. We go home, those who are remaining in the masjid, make your own dhikr. In whichever way you have been taught, of course don't disturb any person. But have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we taught yesterday, how we should be making dhikr. We say, La, we negate all this filth from our heart, all the spiritual, La to the anger, the pride, the jealousy. That person, he owes me money. He has done so much to me. And he has done this. Then I must get him. And I must hurt him. I must break his legs. La, la, la. No. Pride. I am the best. Nobody is better than me. I am the most superior. La, la. Illallah. Only Allah. Only Allah. Only Allah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله make us your true عشاق my Allah make us your lovers my Allah fill our hearts with your نور of معرفة الهداية my Allah with your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Make us become mad and crazy in your love now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have the true love, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak. We are stumbling, we are falling. We acknowledge that we are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge our shortcomings, our deficiencies, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know our hearts have become so hard, my Allah. Through vice and evil and sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are most forgiving, my Allah. And we have read all those verses about your forgiveness. We have read the ahadith of Rasulullah about your forgiveness. We have heard those bayans about your forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have never let us down, my Allah. Ya Allah, whenever we were in some need, in some problem, my Allah. Whether it was a court case or whether it was a financial problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, whether it was some sickness, my Allah, or some problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, every other door we went to, it failed. Ya Allah, then we came to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you helped us from your unseen treasures, my Allah. Unseen sources, your divine help and nusrat came, my Allah. It baffled us, my Allah. It amazed us, my Allah. Ya Allah, at that time we were grateful, my Allah. But after that we forgot again, my Allah. We forgot how you helped us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Give us your marifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard our mashayikh saying, Ya Allah, let us swim in the oceans of your ma'rifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, they had that ma'rifat, my Allah. Even if you give us a little bit of that ma'rifat, my Allah. So that we can recognize you, my Allah. So that we can glorify you properly, my Allah. We can hymn your dhikr in the right way, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can look at what is halal, my Allah. And we can refrain from haram, my Allah. And so that we can only eat that which is halal and refrain from haram, my Allah. And that we can only speak that which is halal and refrain from haram, my Allah. And every limb of ours can only move towards your love and towards that which you have commanded us, my Allah. Ya Allah, so that we can move on this road towards your love, my Allah. And towards the Jannah that you have prepared, my Allah. Ya Allah, we read about U'iddat lil muttaqeen, the beautiful Jannah which has been prepared for the righteous ones. The pious ones, those who have taqwa. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know our reality, my Allah. You know our reality, my Allah. We know our weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't qualify to be amongst the muttaqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, but out of your fadl, your kindness, your mercy in this month of Ramadan, when du'as are answered, especially in these last 10 days, my Allah, especially in these last 10 nights, Ya Allah, in a gathering where there are ulama and hufaz and elderly and young masoom children, my Allah, they have sat so patiently, my Allah. Perhaps it's just one person who is so sincere, or maybe some mother or sister at home who is so sincere. Ya Allah, make us amongst the muttaqeen. Make us amongst amongst the muqarrabin. Make us amongst the mahbubin. Make us all amongst the ashiqin by Allah. Make us amongst those who are faizin. Ya Allah, make us amongst those who are muflihin. Ya Allah, make us amongst those who are successful, my Allah. Who pass with flying colors, my Allah. And amongst those people on the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ تَبَيَضُّ وُجُوهُ, whose faces will be white and shining. Amongst those people who will be given the book of records in their right hand. And that will be an indication that they have passed. Ya Allah, don't make us amongst the failures, my Allah. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ, that will be an open loss, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we fail in the examination of the Akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, and then we are doomed, my Allah, in Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the burning fires of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the fire of dunya, we cannot even resist, we cannot even bear, my Allah. Ya Allah, what are we going to do when the fire of Jahannam is so many more times intensified, my Allah? When the food and drink will be pus and blood, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we see pus in this world, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we move away, my Allah. We cannot even stand blood, my Allah. Ya Allah, boiling water that will scald the people's brains, my Allah. Ya Allah, that will go through and penetrate their skins, my Allah. Will burn the intestines, my Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وأولادنا وذرياتنا من النار. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Make us be amongst those people who won't go even near Jahannam, my Allah. Don't even make us be amongst the people of Araf even, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us go into straight into Jannat, my Allah. Even though we are not deserving, my Allah. Ya Allah, overlook our faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, favor us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, put us with the Sahaba, with the Awliya, my Allah. With your friends, my Allah. Even though we are so rotten, my Allah. Overlook us, my Allah. Overlook our weaknesses, my Allah. We stand no chance, ya Allah, in your court, my Allah. Ya Allah, in dunya we can bribe the judge, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we can never bribe your angels, my Allah. We can never be, ya Allah, do anything, ya Allah, that can go against you, my Allah, and your decision, my Allah, in the Akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, when you will give the decision, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ, all sinners, move away. Go away from here. Go separate yourself from the believers. Ya Allah, you will smile at the believers and you will tell them to enter Jannat. Ya Allah, they will be so happy, my Allah. Entering Jannat with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, if we are left behind, my Allah, where are we going to go to, my Allah? Ya Allah, you have given us life now. You have given us tawfiq now. You have inspired us now to make dua, my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the zillat of the Akhirat, my Allah. Save us from the, ya Allah, humiliation of Akhirat, my Allah. Don't embarrass us, my Allah, in front of our parents and our children and our wives and family, my Allah, and our society, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't embarrass us in front of our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us in dunya. Cleanse and purify us, my Allah. We are asking you to accept our tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't even know how to make tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we make tawbah just with our lips, my Allah. And then we go and break the tawbah. Give us tawbah tan nasuha, my Allah. Forgive us for the wrongs we have done. Whatever filthy sins we have committed, my Allah. Whatever sins we have committed, my Allah. Whatever vice, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum tawbah kar rahe, ya Allah. Hum nadim hai. Sharminda hai. We feel ashamed, my Allah. No matter how terrible the crime may have been. Ya Allah. But your af, your forgiveness, ya Allah, is awsa, my Allah. Is more vast than our sins, my Allah. Even though the sins may be like mountains, my Allah. But the floods of your ghufran, the waters and of your mercy, my Allah, will wash away all those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, before the month of Ramadan comes to an end, my Allah, we beg you, my Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we were by the Kaaba Sharif now, we would be holding the ghilaf under mizab by multazam, my Allah. We would have attached ourselves, my Allah, to multazam and cried, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are Hayy and Qayyum, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are all listening, my Allah. You are Sami and Qareeb, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever we may be, my Allah. Ya Allah, even though we are not right by the Multazam, my Allah, we are far away. But you are still listening to our cry, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Forgive our mothers and sisters, my Allah. Forgive the woman folk, my Allah. Forgive the ulama and the scholars, my Allah. Forgive every person, my Allah. Forgive the youth, my Allah. Give our youth guidance, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide them, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know that the signs of Qiyamah are coming one after the other, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know the challenges are going to be more severe, my Allah. But nothing is impossible for you to make all these youngsters, especially who are here tonight, my Allah. And especially those making itikaf, my Allah. Ya Allah, that today you must tell the angels that I declare that these youngsters are going to be from my awliya-i kamilin, siddiqeen, my Allah. Make them true flag bearers of your deen. Ya Allah, and all other youngsters, my Allah. So many young girls at home, my Allah. There are so many pious ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every one of us, the pious and impious, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing amali saliha, my Allah. Make our tongues be moist with your dhikr, my Allah. When we speak, my Allah, people must be reminded of you, my Allah. Protect us from vulgar and obscene language, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from lewd, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from haram pornographic material, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the harms of social media, my Allah. Protect us from the WhatsApp, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the cell phone, my Allah. From the internet, my Allah. It has done so much of harm, so much. Ya Allah, the time has come, my Allah, when this filth has come into the masjid, my Allah. Into your beautiful home. Ya Allah, into your house, my Allah. Ya Allah, even in Baytullah. Ya Allah, in Makkah Mugarrama, my Allah. Even during Tawaf, my Allah. People are busy taking pictures, my Allah. They are using your Kaaba. Ya Allah, your house, my Allah. With so much of sacrifice, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, may Allah build your Kaaba, my Allah. Today the people are using that as a place, ya Allah, to take their pictures, my Allah. They pose and use the Kaaba behind them to take their pictures, my Allah. The Tawaf means nothing to them, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive them. Give them hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rosa Mubarak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are presenting our salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are trembling when we are going there, my Allah. We only wish that he looks at us with a merciful glance, my Allah, and a smiling face. And people are busy with their phones, my Allah. What has the ummah come to, my Allah? Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. We are inviting your wrath, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have indulged in israf, my Allah, and waste and extravagance, my Allah. Forgive us, give us hidayat, guide us, my Allah. We are lost, my Allah. Like little children, my Allah, we need you to hold our hands and guide us, my Allah. We are too weak, my Allah. Nabi Sallam has left this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have now come, ya Allah, to that time, ya Allah. Which has got so much of fitan and fasad, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the entire ummah hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not better than any other person, my Allah. Everybody else is better than us. We are the weakest, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not looking down upon any person or being judgmental. Ya Allah, you know what our reality is. We are so weak, my Allah. It is only out of your favor, your kindness, my Allah. Your sifat of sattari, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are sattar that you have concealed our weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, otherwise people would run away from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, help us, my Allah. Bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, the sweetness of iman, istiqamat, and steadfastness, and taqwa, especially after the month of Ramadan. Give us barakat, my Allah. Barakat in our time, barakat in our ibadat, barakat in our families, in our wealth, my Allah. In our rozi, my Allah. In our knowledge, my Allah. In our amal, my Allah. Make us just maqbool bandas, my Allah. Make us understand Quran, my Allah. Sunnat, my Allah. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give us the faqahat of deen, my Allah. Make us understand the fiqh, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be, ya Allah, ulama rabbaniyun, my Allah. Make us be ulama al-haqq, my Allah. Don't make us ulama Yesu, my Allah. Don't make us be amongst those who are astray and lead others astray, my Allah. Make us be true guides, my Allah. Make us be hadeen, mahdiyeen, my Allah. Make our children become true guides, my Allah. Make them excellent hufad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters have kept roza today, my Allah. Accept our roza, accept our tarawih, whatever little we have said. Make it be a means of hidayat for every person, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever, whoever is listening, whichever part of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it a means of hidayat, Ya Allah, whatever we have said, whatever wrong we have said, my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Help us to make islah of ourselves, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, my Allah, sincerity in our bayans, our nasihat, our amal. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas in whatever we doing, my Allah. Don't make us do it for show and ostentation, my Allah. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, you will reject it, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, make us be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, make our home be right next to his home, my Allah. Amongst, Ya Allah, the Sahaba, my Allah. Ya Allah, the respected, Ya Allah, wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His family, my Allah. Ya Allah, and give us a beautiful occasion, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we will see you, my Allah. Don't deprive anyone of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. But we are so weak, my Allah. We are Allah, you know what's in our heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk. Wa hubba amalin yuballighuna ila hubbik. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba ilayna. Ya Allah, make your love be most beloved to us. Min kulli shay, min anfusina wa ahlina wa min al-ma'il barit. Ya Allah, make your love be most dominant in our heart. Make us be amongst those who alladhina amanu ashaddu hubba lillah. The believers have the most of the love of Allah Ta'ala in their heart. Ya Allah, and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect us from all evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from sin. Give us that himmat, the courage to refrain from sins, my Allah. Give us a lion's heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become beacons of hidayat. Ya Allah, the work of da'wah and tabligh, accept it, my Allah. People are making, striving in your path, wherever they are, whichever country, Ya Allah, they're making effort. Accept them, accept their families, protect their families, my Allah, protect them, my Allah. Ya Allah, mashayikh in different places in the world, in the khankas, Ya Allah, they're trying, they're connecting people to you, my Allah. Accept their efforts, Ya Allah, in hifz classes, madaris, darul ulum, makatib, Ya Allah, they are learning alif ba for your sake, my Allah. They're becoming hufaz for your sake, they'll become ulama for your sake. Grant them ikhlas. Ya Allah, different organizations, whatever good and according to haqq, Ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Protect us from batil, my Allah. Give all of us a good maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, maut on iman, my Allah. Maut in Medina Sharif. Balil jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, so lucky are those people. Ya Allah, every time we go, we just desire that we give it that place, my Allah. Just a tiny spot, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the intercession of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. The khudi kuthur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Make all of us enter Jannah without any reckoning. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Whatever needs our brothers have and our mothers and sisters, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, my Allah, give them complete shifa. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. So many were with us last Ramadan, my Allah. There are some who lost their parents, my Allah. Some who lost their father, or some who lost their mother, my Allah. Ya Allah, what an Eid they will have, Ya Allah. That Ma is no longer with them. That Papa is no longer with them. Ya Allah, some have lost their little children, my Allah. Some have lost their wives, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them, Ya Allah, that himmat and courage, Ya Allah, and the strength and sabr, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Accept our i'tikaf, my Allah. Accept our i'tikaf, my Allah. And the i'tikaf of every person from the four corners of the world, my Allah. all the Taraweeh, Ya Allah, and the entire Ummah, whatever ibadat, Ya Allah, and remove the difficulties of the Ummah of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallam, Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool for ma. All those who requested dua, answer the jaiz murad also. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antissamiul alim, wa tubalina ya mulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati ma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-musaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.